Last week, more than 100 people gathered in Elam, a small community of about 330 people on the Seward Peninsula, to be part of a milestone for Elder Eliza Katungan, a celebration of a century of life. KNOM's Kristen Leffler was there.
If you've ever wondered what it feels like to turn 100 years old, Elam's Eliza Katungan can tell you.
Good!
On Thursday, January 8th, friends and family traveled from all over, including Shaktulik, Unalakleet, Koyuk, and Montana, to celebrate Eliza's 100th birthday. Eliza's niece, Grace Morris, came in on Snow Machine.
I just arrived from Koyuk. She's a real blessing to me and my family, and I praise God that she lived 100 years old. I love you, Auntie.
Pink and purple streamers hung in the Elam School Gymnasium as over 100 people were welcomed for the birthday celebration and potluck.
Because there's a lot of native food. I think the plan was most to have native food than anything.
As Darlene Ketchatag was helping to prepare the food before the dinner began, she shared her own story about Eliza.
And me and my twin sisters, Doreen, were adopted from Nome. And when before we came to Elam, when we were very little, Eliza took care of us for 2 weeks before we were three months old. And so I adore her. She just called me her baby. Aww. My baby.
And in her 100 years, Eliza has touched countless lives. Born in 1915 at the original site of Shaktulik, Eliza later settled in Elam, where she has lived most of her life. She had 14 children and has many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren. Known as a loving caretaker and a fountain of cultural and subsistence knowledge, family members and friends were eager to share stories of how Eliza has impacted their lives.
My name is Michelle Sikuth. I'm the great-granddaughter of Eliza Katungan. When she was 93 years old, she used to come get me. She'd go knock on the door and she used to say, "Go get my Honda, let's go pick berries, or let's go pick greens." Yeah, when she was 93 years old.
Kenny Secuse, a relative of Eliza, spoke of her love and knack for fishing.
We bring her fishing a lot every spring. She'll sit there for hours till she's done, and we can't go till she's done.
Paul Nakuruk, a resident of Elam, has known Eliza his whole life.
I have some things that she made over the years, even a pair of dog mittens. She's a real active lady.
Relative Betsy Baxter learned how to sew, knit, and crochet from Eliza, among many other important things.
And most of all, the love that she showed me while I was growing up here in Elam. That's the most memorable time growing up with her.
The birthday celebration lasted about 5 hours with live performances of some of Eliza's favorite songs, and of course, a joyful rendition of Eliza's 100th happy birthday. Reporting in Elam with Courtney Cousins, I'm Kristen Leffler.